Warren Buffett recently had their Berkshire Hathaway 2021 annual meeting, and they got a really good question about inflation. Now, what does this have to do with screen printing industry? You as a shop owner, as a business owner? Well, I want to talk about that today, guys. I am Bruce from Printavo, simple shop management software. If you hadn't tried out Printavo, you should give us a trial. We'd love to be able to show you how we can help organize and manage your business. Okay, let's jump in. So this annual meeting with Berkshire Hathaway is something that Warren Buffett holds every single year, and it gives a chance for people to ask questions and for him to give his thoughts about how the economy is going and how his business is going. Now, he got a really good question that I wanted to talk about today around inflation, and that was, hey, are you guys seeing inflation, or what does this look like? Well, Warren essentially said yes, and because they own so many different businesses in all kinds of industries, I think his perspective is really interesting. Now, he had talked about homes specifically. They've seen a huge increase, around 5.5% in a price increase overall. Rent up 9%. I mean, you could start to see, if you look at, for example, this chart here about cotton as a commodity, you can look at steel. It's on a 20-year high. Really everything, I'm sure, if you've gone to Home Depot or Lowe's and looked at lumber, it's pretty shocking, right, how much prices have gone up recently. And just general inflation in April hit above 3%, which is roughly the highest since 2013. Now, why is this happening? Well, of course, supply chain has been a huge, huge aspect of that, where it's just been constrained. And there was what's called a bullwhip effect on the supply chain side. So as a lot of facilities closed and people weren't able to work, then so many orders started to come in from countries like the US and others that were opening and were flooding a lot of those facilities. And they were having trouble keeping up with that volume and still having these massive troubles here, as you guys, I'm sure, experience a lot with ordering garments very heavily is one big aspect. Now, with that said, there's also been a huge spending shift, right? So as companies have diverted spending from events and from different marketing areas to other, maybe more digital sectors, or from in-person to more online community-based things, or pulling from travel, for example, to other areas, from a consumer and a business perspective, it's caused sometimes a huge increase in sales in other areas and a very big decrease in certain sectors of our economy. Now, this has really, really multiplied that problem and been able to help push prices higher on top of, you know, low rates for people and banks and businesses to be able to borrow money. This gets dangerous generally only if there's hyperinflation. Obviously, this is something the Fed is watching very closely, but from a psychological perspective, for example, with homes, if people start thinking that they're missing out when they're purchasing a home, well, more people start to pile in and really drive up prices fairly artificially with little foundation. What that creates is a bubble, the B word. Now, most likely the Fed is going to be raising rates in a year or two to help cool things off a bit. And that will absolutely bring down things like the market, that will bring down spending, that will bring down borrowing, all of the above to help slow things down a bit. But tying it all back together, how does this affect you as a screen printing shop owner, as a business owner? And it really comes down to pricing. Now, you're going to start to feel it in the middle here. So every business that is purchasing some sort of different consumables, which you guys and gals are going to start to feel an increase in pricing in those general products that you usually purchase. Maybe they're going up by a few pennies, maybe a few dollars, whatever it is, you'll start to feel it. And if your top line, what you're charging your customers, doesn't increase, well, you can absorb it, but how long are you going to absorb it for? And are you overdue for probably raising pricing anyway on certain customers? We talk about trying to help raise pricing and really just evaluate what we're charging annually. And I think that that is a really great practice to fall into as well. I know it's a really awkward feeling to help go to customers and say, hey, we have to charge more, but it's a natural occurrence to every single industry and what they do as well. Now, look, if your contract, if you're direct to customer, if you have these set pricing for certain customers, if you're doing more stores, whatever it is, really go through and spend that day looking at that with your sales team. A really great opportunity is to also do a time study. If it's a larger contract customer, truly understand how much time and labor does it cost to go through sales, art, pre-production, production, post-production, all of these different steps to get a job out. You may be surprised at how little potentially you're making on some of these jobs. So let's all do this together. Let's push the prices up and not down, and let's really move things forward. If you guys have any questions around this, I would love to be able to hear them. Drop a comment below. Don't forget to subscribe. Thanks again for watching.